You are now tuned in to the Pop Drones Show, airing every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. until 11:30. That was a new one there from New Haven, Connecticut's Estrogen Highs, brand new 7-inch just put out by Southpaw Records. That song there is called For All I Know. As usual, plenty of brand new music to get through this week, including some new stuff from Beaters, new cassette by KW Jazz, White Hills, Noveller, The Eternal Tapestry, Sun Ra Collaborative. Gonna get a little piece from that in there. Brand new one from Motion Sickness of Time Travel. Some new stuff from Distill Records. New group from Australia called Alps, Pygmy Shrews. And what do we got here? First, next up is this is a song called Dream Punk. And this is by San Diego's Beaters. And this is to be released by Volar Records in the coming weeks. So this is the Beaters with Dream Punk. We'll be right back.
The Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver.
Saturday, July 9th, check out Kentucky Hard Rockers Coliseum with opening acts Spirals and Scarebro. This is an early show with doors at 7 p.m. $10 advance tickets are available at Biltmore, Zulu, Scrape, and Scratch Records, as well as online at ticketweb.ca.
July 12th, it's a finger-licking good Toonie Tuesday with local favorites, the Shilohs. Capital Six and Time Cops will warm up the stage. Doors are at 9 p.m. and admission is $2.
Friday, July 29th, don't miss the CD release party of Vancouver's Garage Soul Phenom's Chains of Love. It's going to be like you tried to revisit the heyday of 60s girl groups, but then your time machine broke and you ended up somewhere better.
July 30th, San Francisco's Ty Seagull will bring the psychedelic party along with fellow Californians, Audacity. This is an early show with doors at 8 p.m. $10 advance tickets are available at Zulu, Scratch, and Red Cat Records, as well as online at ticketweb.ca.
To learn more, visit BiltmoreCabaret.com.
Back with the Pop Drones show. I, for one, am definitely excited for the Ty Seagull show at the end of the month. Coming off his best record to date, Goodbye Bread, hitting stores in the last week or so. Highly recommend you go pick that one up. Definitely not fans for just garage rock, as earlier stuff was somewhat impenetrable to those maybe not so inclined to the fuzzier end of garage. But this is definitely... one of those records might be a big one for him, and I think being on Drag City is going to help him out a little bit. Anyways, go check him out, Biltmore. I think they said the 30th of July. Anyways, back to the show. Last track we heard there was from Australia's Alps, taken from their self-released record, Alps of New South Wales. That song there was Calling God on the Telephone. Pygmy Shrews. Before that, with AM Breakout from their newest record, You People Can All Go Straight to Hell, just put out by Jack Shack Records, and then the Beaters, I believe they're from San Diego, and their debut LP, self-titled Dream Punk was the name of that song, following up the 7-inch that came out, oh boy, was that more than a year ago? I think it might have been. Anyways, plenty of spins on my DJ sets whenever I can get out there. Estrogen Highs starting everything off there with For All I Know, taken from an EP of the same name released on Southpaw Records. Right now, going to trudge along into a little bit of psych-oriented fields here. Got a first one up here is a group called White Hills from New York City. They've released a few things on a smattering of labels, but just put a new one out on Thrill Jockey here called HP1, and White Hills will be playing the Biltmore on September 8th for their debut show here in Vancouver, and kicking off a pretty big tour for them as well. Right after that, we're going to hear a pretty lengthy piece, Son of Ra and Eternal Tapestry, joining together in a collaborative effort, getting into pretty heavy zones there. Anyways, going to start things off here with the White Hills with The Condition of Nothing.
It's the best sound you can get.
Scratch Records, CITR 101.9 FM, and Discorder Magazine are proud to present the first annual Scratch Super Swap, Saturday, July 30th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Interurban Gallery. Henceforth, Scratch Records shall take over the Interurban Gallery twice annually and invite their favorite record labels, record stores, private dealers, and collectors to get together and showcase their great releases. Each label will take a turn DJing to spin their favorite tunes. The first ever Scratch Super Swap, Saturday, July 30th at Interurban Gallery, number 1 East Hastings Street at Carroll.
I hope you're ready to rock and roll.
I am rock and roll.
Back with the Pop Drones Show. Last track we heard there was The Oscillation from London with their new LP, Veils, just released by All Time Low. That song there was called Future Echo. And before that was Son of Ra and a collaborative effort with Eternal Tapestry. Night Gallery is the name of that record, just put out by Thrill Jockey. That song there is called Night Gallery 1. Actually kind of segues right into Night Gallery 2, hence the bit of a cutoff there at the end. White Hills before that with The Condition of Nothing. Also with that record put out by Thrill Jockey. The song album there was called HP1. Now back to Son of Ra, though. He's putting out a double LP called Ancient Romans that he'll be self-releasing on his own record label, Sun Arc. I think it's getting some distribution through Drag City or Thrill Jockey, something like that. Not formally announced yet, but word on the street is Son of Ra will finally make his debut performance here in Vancouver in early September. More on that as details arise, but pretty excited about that. For being on the West Coast, he hasn't really made it up that far. I don't even know if he's played Seattle yet, but anyways, looks like Vancouver will finally get the first taste of Son of Ra early September. What do we have coming up next here? Right now we're going to play a little bit from a Motion Sickness of Time Travel, a solo female artist based out of Georgia, who's been pretty prolific in releasing a lot of CDRs, tapes. Digitalis has been championing her music quite heavily over the last couple years, and so far this year they've released two LPs with this brand new one here just dropping in the last week or so called Luminaries and Sinistry. This song here I'm going to play is called Ascendant.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
Back with the Pop Drones show. Last track we heard there was from United Waters, taken from his recent LP on Arbitrary Signs, run by Pete Nolan of Magic Markers. And United Waters is the pseudonym of Brian Sullivan, better known as one half of noise rock duo Mouthis, who have been pretty quiet recently. Before that was Wise Blood and Her Dark Juices, taken from a Not Fun LP released a few months back called The Outside Room. And that song there was called Romney Dale and Motion Sickness of Time Travel, with Ascendant, taken from Luminaries and Sinistry from her recent LP on Digitalis. Right now we're going to play two new records from Distill, the Distill record label. And it's one of them is Circuit de U, who's been pretty prolific, based out of I think Lafayette, Indiana. And she does a cover here of Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire. And following that is a sort of a Finnish supergroup called Herta, Lusa, and Asa. They're probably totally mangling those Finnish names there. Anyways, all three of those, all three of the women that are in the band come from other groups. Joona Karenka is from Kupu, and Laura Nukkarinen is from, also known as Lau Now, and Mira Kokkonen is also known as Islaha. A lot of stuff, pretty much just kind of being stuck in Finland there, but pretty big figures in the Finnish underground. Anyways, all three of them have come together to put out this very, very hard to pin down record here. Going to start off with that then. So this is Herta, Lusu, and Asa with Juicy Bones.
Thank you. Thank you. Would you listen to this in your spare time? Would you listen to this? How about this one? If you like what you hear, then check out The Rib with your host, Robin Jacob, Mondays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Still tuned into the Pop Drones show. Last track we heard there was Noveller, pseudonym of Sarah Lipstate, very, very prolific artist, finally getting some due releases on LP. Weird Forest coming to bat and putting up two releases for her. So we heard Ends from a Glacial Glow. That's her newest release there. That was the last song we heard. And Circuit Dayu before that with I'm on Fire, Bruce Springsteen cover done live there, taken from her recent LP Undisteel called Portrait, and Herta, Lusa, and Isa with Juicy Bones, taken from their self-titled LP released on that same label. Pretty much getting ready to sign off here. Got about two more tracks for you. First up is from the forthcoming cassette by KW Jazz, split with Rangers. And that's released on the Brunch Group label, who put out the very, very first KW Jazz cassette a few months back that I was raving about. And Not Fun will be actually reissuing that LP, probably by mid-August, from what I understand. So I'll be excited to have that one on vinyl. Anyways, in the meantime, we can hear KW Jazz, or as he's changed it to KW Jazz Light. This is a track here called Word of Phase, and we'll be following that up with a piece by local drone musician Secret Pyramid, formerly one half of the now defunct Solars, and he's just put out a tape on a local label, Nice Up International, and that's run by the main man behind No UFOs. Put out a very great cassette later last year, putting out a piece of vinyl as well as No UFOs pretty soon. Anyways, we'll be ending things off with that, but first up is the KW Jazz, and this song here is called Word of Phase.